Hi.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
What did you learn in your class?
Huh?
What did you learn?
You're cutting out.
What did you learn in your class?
It was graduation, so people told their stories and we wrote them cards.
Okay. It's not
starting Bible study pretty soon.
All right, bye.
Oh no, not yet.
Oh, it's not a burden to me for you to tell me that you have doubts about, you know, your abilities. It's not a burden to me for you to tell me that you doubt you can make it, because I know you better, so.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
I know you're strong enough, and I know that you're brave enough, and I know that you're stubborn enough, and I know that you're smart enough.
Well,
you're not going to convince me different, Dustin. I know you way too intimately.
Okay.
If you say that you're going to devote your life to being a great husband and father, and you actually devote yourself to that, then that's what you're going to become. And the only people you can convince different are people who don't know you as well.
I just had a really stressful call with my mom, so I'm not super talkative right now.
Yeah, she doesn't... She doesn't know you quite as well as I do, does she?
That's true. She's all up in arms about you not giving me a house.
Did you tell her
something about it?
What's she going to do?
I don't know.
Did you tell her that you can't afford it?
Yeah.
And did she say that she would give you $50,000?
No.
Did you tell her that you could just live here?
Yeah.
And she thinks that you need to, like, pretend you got kicked out?
No, she said, then you should move in there and she should have to go somewhere else.
Did you tell her you'd do that?
No.
Oh. So you've got your mom worried about where you're going to live, basically.
I didn't get her worried about it. She's just worried about
it. Well, I know, but you're not assuring her that you're an adult and you can figure out where to live on your own. And that it's not appropriate for her to be getting involved in that. because you got there.
Worry about it, and it's not our business.
Yeah. Well, good. That's good. What do you think she's going to do?
She need to be a problem my entire life?
No, I mean about getting you a house that you can't afford to live in.
I don't know. I'm worried she's going to try and kidnap me or take her axe me or something.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, why are you saying that?
Just imagining what she's capable of.
Yeah, but didn't you just say you thought that she was going to try to do something about getting you in a house?
Yeah, well, she wants me, she definitely wants me to come up there.
Oh, go live with her?
Basically.
Oh. Wow. That's pretty dangerous, Dustin.
I know, but I'm stressed out.
Have you talked to your attorney about that?
No.
Why are you laughing?
Because it costs a ton of money and... got too much
what?
In my face to think about it.
Oh.
Plus, he probably thinks I'm nuts now, too. Plus, I am nuts now, too.
Yeah, I wonder if there's anything that you can do to protect yourself from your mother trying to take ownership of you. You know what I mean?
If there is, I'm pretty sure I'm going to need a different attorney. At least getting close to that.
Why would you need a different attorney?
Because he thinks I'm nuts.
Oh, you're saying he wouldn't help you draft something to protect you from your mom?
I don't know. I think he's close to not being willing to do that.
Why do you say that?
Because he's told me that he's worried about me being crazy.
Really? Did he really say that?
I don't know. I forget.
Yeah.
Do you know if they've lined up a counselor for you yet for when you get out?
They've got a couple of prospects, but I haven't committed to one or the other yet.
Okay.
They also want to know if we want to go to marriage counseling.
Oh, here?
Yes.
Huh.
Some famous guy came through here and told me he does marriage counseling over Skype.
Who was it?
Pingleton, I think. I have one of his books.
Pingleton?
I think so. He's like a, I don't know if he still works for Focus on the Family or if that was just